Psalm 139, and tonight's verses are verses 7 to 12. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Let's pray for Michael before he speaks to us. Father, thank you for bringing Michael and Davina here this week. It's been so wonderful to meet them. We pray to continue to lead us all and guide us forward in our search for a new associate minister, us as a church and Michael and Davina also. We thank you that he's here now to share with us from your word, and we pray that you'll bless us. Bless him, speak to him, and through him we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. I don't know if you've ever felt really, really small. I was up camping with my boys about a year ago, and we were up on the top of a mountain about 8,900 feet up. And I got up during the night, and as I stepped out of my tent, I looked up into the sky, and there was just endless stars. Now Matt told us last week that if you counted the stars, there was something like 70,000 with 21 zeros stars. Now, I didn't get near count that many stars. I have to be honest. I stopped after about 5 stars. But there were stars everywhere. And you know, one thing I felt when I looked up those stars on that night was this universe is so immense. And I feel so incredibly small. Or maybe I wonder if you've ever felt lost. You know, you can be lost all over the place. You can be lost when there's lots of people around you. Davina and I were out shopping at Christmas, and we were in a shopping mall, and everybody was shopping on that day. And we got separated, and there was only maybe about 5-10 meters between us. We couldn't see each other. And we were just utterly lost. One of the things the passage tonight from Psalms tells us is one of the amazing realities of God is that God never loses you. You're never too small for God to see. You're never lost. You're never beyond Him knowing exactly where you are. That the God who's in control of all the stars, He's the one who determines all their orbital paths. He's the one who determines where every asteroid in the universe will go. He's the one that determined the spin of every individual electron in the universe never loses you. This whole verse that we looked at tonight, it all can be summed up in a big theological word, the omnipresence of God. That's a big word, but what it means is simply this. God is absolutely everywhere with me here. God is everywhere with me here. Will you say that with me? Because I think it's on the screen behind me. That's really what all these verses are saying. God is everywhere with me. Can you say that with me? God is everywhere with me here. Now, I want you to think about that. When you think about that, God is everywhere with you, that you have the King of the universe right here with you tonight, tomorrow morning when you get up. And if you have come and you've recognized, Jesus, in my heart I'm a sinner, I've rebelled against you, I deserve what happened to you on the cross. I deserve judgment, even being cast into ultimate judgment in hell. I deserve that, but I want to ask you to forgive me and make me your child. And you know, if you've done that and experienced the life of Christ coming into you, then right now, your greatest friend, the King of the universe, is with you here. If you don't know Jesus as your friend, that's a bit of a scary thought. Because, I mean, He sees you. He knows all about you. And that's why you need to come and make Jesus your friend, even here tonight. But you know, if that's true, then He's not only just here with you, but actually, tomorrow, He's going to help you. Matt read a bit earlier, it says that your right hand holds me fast. When I was in the Coast Guard, I had to learn how to put out fires on a ship. And I remember one time we had to go into this room where they had boiling oil, and we had to go in there, or five of us on a hose line, and you walked in there, and I remember the smoke was so black you couldn't see anything, couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was so scary I wanted to run. Drop my hose and run. And I was that close to running until somebody put their hand on my back behind me. And then I thought, wait a minute. There's others with me. And we put out the fire. Now, what do you think about that? We've been coming to MD Equip tonight, and you've been learning a lot of different things. And as you go into your home tomorrow, your family, school, as you go into the problems you face tomorrow, what I want you to remember is this. Jesus, the King of the universe, is with you there. The God who is everywhere is with me here. And when you get in there and you feel really scared and you think, yeah, I remember what they said last night. I want to do that, but you want to run? Remember that it's almost as if Jesus' hand is on your back saying, I'm here. You can do this with my help. And you know, ultimately, Jesus really affirmed that. He said in his own life, he says, I am with you always till the end of the age. Jesus is here with us. And in another place in 1 John, he said, actually, the one who is in you, if Jesus is your friend, is greater than the one in the world. What are you scared about? The God who is everywhere is with me here. Now, I want you to remember that tomorrow morning when you go into work or school or playing with your friends or whatever. He's with you.